Oh, snap! You know what today is. You know what time it is. And everything else. It is your favorite DJ's favorite DJ. DJ Fluff 313. Up here doing my podcast real quick. Now, quick question for today. Like, I asked somebody a question today. And I had the worst answer ever. I told somebody. So, okay, let me get a background check first. I basically, back in the day, I used to do a lot of graffiti. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, no police will be listening to this. I used to go all city. All city is basically all around the city, a little bit outskirts of the city, and everything else. Basically, graffiti every damn thing. And as I did that, what the issue was, you know, never get caught, ran from the police, little stuff like that. Whatever. I love the art form of graffiti so much that this came up to me and whatever. And I turned it down. Let me tell you what came. Okay, so somebody offered me a job at working
for the graffiti.
Sorry about that. Graffiti removal team of Detroit. I said, what? Yeah, you can make $17 an hour if you work for the graffiti removal team in Detroit. I said, no, I'm good. My homeboy said, man, you gotta be crazy, man. You gotta feed your family. You gotta, no. See, let me tell you something real quick. When, my belief is this. When you die, this ain't nothing. You get money, green money. If you really think of it, if you take the value away, it's literally just paper. But they call it rag when they make the money. It's literally just paper. Money is not everything. People keep on saying, man, the money, the money. Everybody chasing little money. Like $17 an hour, that's a cool little thing. Okay, some people will like that. Some people get paid that. That's cool. I don't even get paid that. But the fact is, dude, it's only money. And I asked the guy, I said, nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, why, bro? You can get all this money. I said, nah, I'm straight. Look, I told him, like, that's just a moral standpoint. I love graffiti more than I would love that money. And he looked at me like, I'm crazy. And I said, how you gonna look at me like I'm crazy? Because the fact is that I like graffiti. I love graffiti more than money. Because the fact is, that's me. I love art. I can't do. Like, if I make, even right now as a producer, if I make a song, I almost have an envisioned art piece. Or it brings me to this location. Or if such and such was this color. And stuff like that. I'm deeper than just a song. It'd be, imagine, like, basically imagining a visual, as you will, and it basically bring me to that song. That's why I used to, let's just say I had $100 million or whatever. I have a studio, and I have some type of big screens around, and I'll put artwork around everywhere in the studio and stuff like that, because the fact is, it brings out creativity in me. That's how I run. So if I'm all about creativity, you think I actually would go over and say, yeah, man, all about the money. Let's go over this graffiti stuff. Now, you probably ask, like, man, some of them tags be ugly. Okay, some of the tags, some of them worth being written over. And if you drew on somebody's house, or no matter how much of a graffiti artist or just a little tag boy you are, it's still bad. Now, we used to have a rule when we used to tag. It was called the eat, sleep, and shit rule. You could not hit nothing. A working business. That's basically, yeah, eat. That's under eat. It's a lot of little Coney Islands around. Somebody's house, sleep. Some type of location that somebody go in and out of, that somebody's using. The shit. You just can't use nothing that somebody really values as anything. Like a property that's all the way toe up, but not in the middle of a block. It got to be on a corner of some type of busy street. Maybe an abandoned old tire station or something like that. Or some crap like that. Even though, P.S., I do have to go get some tires today. Yeah, that's kind of trippy. But Like, that was our rule. And, like, maybe we'll hit a train or two, but that's, you know what I'm saying? That's mostly it. And maybe a back of a billboard once or twice. And literally twice, because I ain't do that too many doggone times. I just couldn't do it. But that's what we did. And it was like, you know what? It wasn't hurting nobody. We wasn't trying to beef with it. We wasn't trying to go. We literally grabbed bikes, rolled around the city of Detroit with book bags on. And when I tell you, I think next episode I'm going to have to get you together and give you some of these graffiti stories I got. I got tons of them. So, I know I do a lot of DJ stories, but the graffiti stories, yes. I'm going to have to really get you with a lot of those. It's a lot. I can do it all day with that one. Like, some of the stories, I wouldn't even tell my own child because I don't want them to get geeked up and be like, I can do the tagging too. No, don't do it. Almost lost my life. Countless of times. It was bad, but good because I survived. But it was still bad. It was a lot going on. So, you know, I would never basically advertise that to him. Not at all. So, with that being said, I did still ask the guy with about the graffiti job. I asked him a question like, man, what do you have that you like or love that much that you could not sell, give away, or portray it for money? Guess what he told me? Not a damn thing. If somebody want my mama, my old crusty mama enough and pay and want it for the right price, she gotta go. I said, whoa, hold on, cuz. This is my question to everybody, real quick. Please leave a comment or something. Just email me, maybe on djfluff313.com. Hit me up or something like that. Is it really that bad? Or is living the day-to-day 9-to-5 training you to basically anything to get you ahead will basically be best for you? Now, it's like, it's basically, that's the most selfish stuff, selfish crap I ever heard in my life. And he was serious. And the crazy part is, he's not the only person I know like that. Now, don't get me wrong. No, I don't hang with people like that. No, not at all. Yeah, it was just a job, and I was at a job thing. And I know this guy, so I talked to him real quick.
But the other guy, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about that. But the other guy that I know that's just like that, he's like this. He told, he basically told me that,
if quiet is kept, if my sister wanted something and everything, like if she wanted something from me out of my pockets, like money, I just tell her, you got something between your legs that other niggas won't, you better go use it. And he wasn't playing, and we argued about that statement forever. Like, dude, that's your sister. I don't care. I'm like, what, you beefing with her or something? No, we cool, we straight, I love her to death. But you will basically send your sister to the track. You will send your sister to sell her body on the street, your own flesh and blood sister, younger sister too. Oh, even worse, to sell her body if she want money from you. She don't need to ask you for nothing. Now, real quick, you would think that this guy was a broke guy or something like that. No, this nigga owned 3 boats and a couple cars and got 2 houses. But what's the funny part is, I'm gonna tell you real quick. What's the funny part is, God don't like ugly. Let me go ahead and explain this real quick. So, as he did his thing, and got his money, and he met somebody. Oh, when I tell you, I'm telling you, God don't like ugly. Now check it out. When he met this lady, she didn't really look like nothing to us. I guess she looked like something to him. She was a stripper, and she wasn't one of them cute ones. You know what I'm saying? She was like mediocre, but I didn't like her. Nah. He was doing his thing and everything else. He had multiple hustles going for himself. Nothing illegal. Totally legal doing his thing, you know. What ends up happening is every single dime he had ends up in her pockets. Let me tell you how.
I guess she had to snatch a snatch a guy up vagina. I don't know what you want to call it. I don't want to say it, be dirty on the channel of my podcast, but she had something, and literally every guy, he sold his boat, he sold his other boat, he sold the bird boat. Oh nope, now you got no boats. He sold other stuff. He messed up on his rent. And I think he messed up on his mortgage, ended up losing the house. Something else went wrong. But guess what? Guess where she was at every night? This was actually where I seen him. My other homeboy told me, like, you know, yeah, he over there, and he with that baby girl, and he act like she the world, and she ugly. I can't stand her. I can't stand her guts. Cause anybody that tell him to do something right, she like, you don't need to hang around him no more. And literally he won't. So what ends up happening is he sold everything. Last time I seen him, he was bummy. He had a minivan. He had a bummy coat, and they was in a casino. So basically, and guess who playing? She playing the games, and he looking on the side, and the mama playing the games, and he looking around on the side, drinking the juice, asking me, oh man, what's going on, Fluff? Oh man, what's going on? Oh man, I ain't seen you in a while. So, as me, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. He did something else that was just too much to even do. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you that in 1 second. But it was just funny. Like, I seen him, and he was telling, oh, man, Fluff, what's going on? Yeah, man, you know, such. Yeah, man, we got to get back in his music, man. I done sold all my DJ equipment. Oh! You did what? You sold the thing that keeps you with bread in your pocket? Oh no, I'm good, bro. It was too much. Now, let's just say the guy name was DJ Cheerio. And let's say, now this is the story that really it kind of actually broke my heart a little bit. Let's just say the other guy, now I'm DJ Fluff, but I'm not in this at all. I get a call. DJ Cheerio called me about my boy, I'm going to just say DJ L. So we all DJs. We do a couple clubs every night. And this was when I was doing more rap music than anything. I can't stand DJ rap music. I really can't. But I get a call in the middle of the night. That's like 5:30. So I just went to sleep. I just DJed a party. And I went to sleep. And I'm like, okay, cool. I get a call. Ring. Man, who the heck is this? So it's DJ Cheerio. That's who I'm going to call him. Okay. So next thing you know, I say, hello? Oh, bro, you ain't hear what happened? I said, what? What do you mean? He said, yeah, DJ L died last night. I said, hold on, what? What, like what? Hold on, cuz, let me wake up. He said, yeah, DJ L died last night. Not only did he die last night, yeah, bro, you know what I'm saying? DJ L was DJing in Canada. And not only was he DJing in Canada, he died over the DJ equipment. So he just passed out. They was like, something wrong with the DJ equipment. Like, everybody was looking at the DJ equipment, and he just died. He had heart problems. I'm like, what? I'm starting to tear up, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, what do you mean? Now, another thing too, he said, yeah, I mean, how I found out is I've been sneaking behind his back and effing his sister. Hold on, cuz. Oh, man, why? I mean, she told you that? Yeah. So, she told me last night exactly when it happened. I said, oh, no. Is she all right? Hey, but you know what? Screw all that. Hey, bro, now he dead. We can go ahead and take over the game. Hold on, what? Hold on. What are you talking about? He said, dude, now he out of the way. We can go ahead and get in the way and get all his fans and all that other stuff and them parties that he do in Canada. We can get all that. Hold on, bro. What is... Huh? Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, we really about to make this thing happen. Nah. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. I said, hold on. You messing with his sister and he did that. You knew him longer than I knew him. DJ Cheerio, you tripping. What are you talking about? Man, I'm just saying, dog. We gonna chase this paper or what?
Now, the conversation went very short because it was like, bro, I'll call you back. Click, click. Right? As that conversation went to there, and I basically called that man. I didn't call him back. After that, I basically knew who, what type of dude this was. So, real quick, he wanted me to help him take over another guy's empire that he knew this guy before me and knew this guy for a long time. They went to high school together. He knew his sister. He knew his mama. So basically, one thing you don't do, if you knew this guy first, you don't mess with a dude's sister. That's just loyalty of just friendship. You don't mess with that guy's sister. I don't care if she Beyonce. You don't do it. Then he ends up dying. And you mean to tell me the second thing besides telling me the information if this man is dead, you mean to tell me you talking about money and taking over this man's legacy that he already had? That's bad. That's very bad. Like, dude, you can't. That's when I knew. That was before baby girl was taking that money out of his own pockets. I told you, God don't like ugly. I'm trying to tell you. And he ain't too fine and pretty either. And if you don't know what that statement, you know what? If you don't know what that statement is, I'm going to need you to find out real quick. I was going to explain it, but I don't. It's all good. What I'm basically saying is, that's a little cuckoo on my end, because the fact is, that's horrible, dog. Like, it's nothing else to it. That's it. It's just, that's the worst. It's actually riling me up a little bit, because the fact is, every time I tell that story, it's like, dog, are you serious? Like, it, in my head, I can only imagine, how can you be that low? For one, I would never even mess with my dog's sister. You know what I'm saying? If I met you 5 days before I met her, you know what I'm saying? No, it's all good. I met you first. Now, if I met her before I met you, then that's me, that me and her have a relationship. Anything else? No. And he didn't even want a really relationship with her. He just wanted to boink her. So, yes, I did say boink, but... You know, there's too much going on. So later on down the line, yeah, I think he kind of got what he deserved when that lady that he was so sprung over literally took him from one point of his life that was good financially, because spiritually he was still jacked up, to another point that he was just like, oh, I'm down in a rut. Nowadays, I think I seen him one other time. I'm all right. And he was getting stuff back together. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? Even though he's shiesty as hell, I'ma still say good for you, because anytime any man fails, I would never celebrate it. Because the fact is, even to the point of no matter what that person did to me, it's still like, bro, you know what? At one point in time, we was homies. Like, you know, we can't hang out. Or anything else, or I wouldn't share any information with you besides, oh yeah, what happened yesterday, what I ate for dinner. Anything else? Nah, bro. Or we'll talk about the past. Anything new? Nah, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? But that brings me to another point of the same point that I said at first, to the first topic. How much is money to you, really? Money is not everything. This stuff is nothing but paper. Now, back in the days when they talking about, like, let's just say they said prostitution. Prostitution is a long time ago. Back in the days, way back in the day, before money was in burn, they was at least doing the twerk team for gold nuggets. We doing the twerk team for paper. That's bad. I mean, money is money, and whatever can buy stuff, But come on, bro. It's bad, because the fact is, our money ain't worth nothing. Them gold nuggets was kind of, gold coins was kind of worth something, especially even nowadays. That one gold coin, like, yeah, girl, you did a good job. Here go one gold coin. You know, nowadays, if she had a time machine, she jumped back into now, she'd be like, I got this gold coin. Girl, you got 1,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, 13, 4,000, whatever. I'm not. Okay, I'm done with that part. Now, real quick. That's the only thing I'm saying is I would not sell myself out for money. I actually got, I think, one or two friends that's actually like, they got a good amount of money. I mean, they millionaire status. And it's like, you know what? I never see myself. I don't never see them as, oh yeah, you got all this bread, bro. I never see that. I judge people by character and loyalty and just friendship. Even if you got $1 million and I just say, what's up? And we have a 5-minute conversation. That was a great 5-minute conversation. I don't even want to ask you, how did you get your money? Unless every now and then I'll be a little curious. But the first thing, every time somebody richer or somebody got some type of means of some type of money, the first thing people always ask is, how did you get it? And a lot, over 90% of them don't even want to hear that because they're like, oh, that sounds like a lot of work. Yeah. You know how, okay, if you went and did something and you got $1,000, okay, you can get $1,000 from a job. But if you did something and you still had to work for it, everything you do, you got to work for. But if you work for it, guess what? If it's past your moral level, let it go. If it's against your morals at all, let it go. If I go out there and I anything, just anything. If it's just past my moral level, no, I'm good. Let it go. No, it's okay. Money is not everything, and stop treating it like it is. Even though all you see on TV is people, hey man, I can teach you how to get rich. Then what I supposed to do with it? Like, ask them that question. Like, what I supposed to do after that? Like, literally, if you want to, okay, I used to have a test. I'm gonna end with this. I used to have a test. I used to ask people this before Donald Trump was president. Let's just use somebody else. Okay, I say, hey, if Bill Gates came in here and y'all were shooting dice, right? And as y'all shooting dice, you know, he said, hey, one of your dollars to, one of your dollars to my 100,000, right? Now, real quick, ask this question. This is a real quick, good question. If Bill Gates come in and y'all were shooting dollars and shooting dice, right? And Bill Gates come in and be like, hey, look, y'all play a dollar, I play 100,000 to each one of y'all dollars. And, you know what I'm saying? If you win one, or I win one, give me your dollar. If you win one, I give you 100,000 each and every time. And, you know what I'm saying? You can shoot that dollar back and you'll try to get it again. And each and every time that you win, you'll get 100,000 each and every time, no matter what, and we can play forever. What would you do? Now, real quick, I had a homeboy that I do not mess with no more because of this question. The dude said, shoot, man, what I do? I said, hold on. And I told him, and you got $100 on you. Now, real quick, you got 100 chances to get 100,000. You're not going to lose. Then you're basically, no matter what, you're basically going to milk it for what it is. How many times, whatever, and everything else. Everybody's going to walk on a millionaire. Because the fact is, this man is shooting your dollar to his 100,000, and you got $100. That's the original question. Now, real quick, when you win, you just take the 100,000, put it in back of you, and you can shoot the dollar again. Now, just making sure that y'all get the question real quick. This guy said that I don't mess with no more at all. Said, oh yeah, what I'll do is I'll just blow his brains out and take all the money. I said, bro, for what? Man, ain't nobody got time to be shooting dice when there's all this money around. What do you mean? You is beyond me. Like, you, hold on. So literally, no lie, I asked them over 14, 15 times. You don't think that it's other options to that real quick, bro? You can just shoot the dice and roll the dice and you can play and you will get the money. He said, nah, man, I'll just blow his brains out, kill this man, and get the money. Please ask certain people that you don't know and you're not too sure of. Ask questions like that real quick, because the fact is, that person just basically showed you that nigga's not trustworthy. So what I did was, he was so serious about it that I said, you know what, all ties cut. So when I said, all right y'all, I'll see y'all niggas later, you know what I'm saying, holla back, done, delete his number. I don't want nothing to do with him. I don't want nothing to do with his brother. I'm good, I'm straight. Nothing. I'm not telling them niggas nothing. Just in case, if I get into $250,000 or something like that, I don't want nobody to shoot me in my head trying to take what I got that he couldn't even see at the time. You that money hungry that you would do something immoral and take this person's life. You never know who loves this person. you're going to take this person away from people that love him and him that love other people, and then it's a mortal sin. You mean to tell me you're going to do all that just for that green sloppy paper? And P.S., if you're black, Mexican, Arab, or anything else, and if you're white also, because I'm gonna just let y'all know this. You know the presidents didn't like nobody, right? None of those presidents on the dollar bill or anything liked it anybody. Back in the day, there was a, you know, slavery was back then. Basically, a lot of those were slave owners. Hold on. If you look up your research, a lot of white people were slaves also back in those days. They don't really teach you that in school. But P.S., they didn't like nobody. Nobody. Only people they liked is the people that was like, oh, you're president status, you're cool, everything else, we don't like you. These people was not good people. And whatever somebody say anything like these are great people, they're lying to you. This been your boy, DJ Fluff. Just had to really hit you with this knowledge real quick. And just real quick, just think really hard. How much is money really worth to you? It ain't really worth nothing. You only can buy things. That's all it can do. All right, y'all. Definitely check me out. Your boy is in the studio hardcore right now. I am literally working on an album. Literally. Thanks to Mark Cooper and Blizz and Chris. That's helping me with this album. Titan Records. I am getting so much help. I need it because my brain ain't 100% there. Even though I'm talking in here. But sometimes, you know, maybe I had a little some tragedy happen in my life, you know. But just by talking to y'all and kind of sharing what happened to today, it makes me feel a little better. So thank y'all. And pretty sure that I will get to another story by the time the next show comes up. Thank you so much. Check me out, DJ Fluff 313. No, actually, do my Instagram more than anything. DJ Fluff 313 at Instagram. Yes, I wear a computer head. DJ, hey, look, techno is cool to me. I love it. Don't worry about it. It's all good. So, look, what we learned today, don't write on walls. Don't love money. I think that's going to be my title. Love you guys. See you guys later.